Okay, would you describe yourself as a feminist?
Yes.
So how do you believe in gender equality?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so how do you reconcile believing in gender equality, but also holding men to their traditional gender roles of paying for the first date?
Well, I'm just saying that's my personal view. A woman can, being a feminist is just doing whatever you want to do and not being bashed by society for that. And obviously, standing up for women's rights and stuff like that. But when it, I don't know, I just feel like this question's really dense.
You believe in gender equality. Don't you think you ought to split the bill on the first date?
No, because my main concern with gender equality is through, yes, in society, fixing that and through, the system. But yeah, I don't, oh my God.
This girl sounded like she has two brain cells and they were all fighting and competing for third place. Maybe that's the reason why Just Pearly Things said this.
A lot of people think I'm insane because I don't think women should vote. Everybody thinks I'm crazy for this opinion. If anything, this is probably my most extreme opinion. 90% of women have been on birth control. 1 out of 3 women has had an abortion. 1 out of 3 women has an STD. Average body count is over 5, so that your average wife has slept with over 5 people. 95% of women are not virgins on their wedding days.
Meanwhile,
I think I'm addicted. If I go a day without having sex, it's all I can think about. You guys wish that you could just come out and tell people, my daughter's a lawyer, my daughter's a doctor, my daughter is anything, but my daughter's a. Sorry.
The only thing that bothers me with what you do is you can possibly pick up a disease and they may not have a cure for it.
I would argue a lot of your proposals, like taking the vote away from women, are deeply regressive. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to remove, just from yourself, the right to vote?
Well, what happened was I had the same view, right? Back when I started, I was like, why? I found out that only 5% of women wanted the right to vote. And I couldn't figure out, why would women not... No, it's true. It's true. You look it up.
At the time.
At the time.
Because they've been conditioned by men to think that they shouldn't have a vote.
I mean, that's what they say. But, I started reading their writings, right? And what I found out was that the reason a lot of women advocated for it was because they believed it was the beginning of the breakdown of the family. You know, before you became one in marriage, 85% of people were married. And, I hate to say it, but they were right. What has happened 100 years later?
Well, what's that going to do with them having the vote?
Well, it also goes back to responsibility. Again, men are 80 to 90% of the military. They run all of the infrastructures that make society run. So I just think if we want an equal say in society, then be equal. Do 50% of the hard jobs. Be 50% of the military. In the U.S., they're fined $250,000 if they are not, they don't join selective service, which is essentially the draft.
Okay, but specifically on the vote, what would having the right to vote have to do with family cohesion, for example?
Well, because again, before you weren't trying to divide a family. It was one family unit. You had one vote for the family. I mean, I don't think it's good for a family to have two votes.
Ava, your mouth seems to have dropped about.
No, do you know,
I know.
It's just sort of a bit galaxy brain. I feel like, the stats that you're putting down are perhaps correct in some universe.
Which stats?
They just kind of don't really add up. I mean, just to take you back to the to the women's writings that you've allegedly read. I mean,
allegedly?
At the time that you're talking about, women weren't really allowed to write. They weren't allowed to go to school.
Yes, they were.
Write.
Yes, they were. That's incorrect. Female property owner was in the 1600s. The idea that women couldn't work and couldn't.
I'm so sorry, but that would be inherited.
The first female millionaire was in the late 1800s.
And was that inherited?
No, it wasn't. It was self-made.
It was
self-made. Yes, it was.
And she never inherited that.
Yes, she did not inherit it.
And what law permitted that? What law permitted that?
Well, there was no law. I mean, there's always been women that were influential in history.
Let's get on to the vote. So what I don't understand is, a part of your message, I've researched you today, and hang on a minute.
Okay.
Your big push is that you care about men and you don't think that men are getting enough of a say.
But I care about women too.
Hang on, I haven't made the point yet. Because of feminism. okay? What I wonder is when you start making calls out like repeal the 19th, women shouldn't be allowed to vote, mm-hmm. how is that helping young men? Because these young men have women in their lives. They have mothers, they have sisters, they have teachers. And they turn around, they don't know how to act around women because you're giving them license to be misogynistic.
I wouldn't call it misogynistic. I say be equal. So again, men do all of
that. Feminists are
saying. Well, then, okay, I'd love for the feminists, please apply for the oil rigs. Please go do the hard jobs in society.
Why
they're open, they're hiring because...
Feminists are constantly complaining about the gender wage gap, but then will say things like this.
Would you rather have a high-profile job for no pay or clean sewers for $100,000 a year?
I think a high-profile job with no pay.
I would prefer to have the high-profile job without pay.
I'm cleaning sewers for $100,000, man. Ain't no shame in my game.
I'm cleaning sewers. There's no question about it.
Oh, I'm going to clean the sewers for $100,000 a year.
I'd rather do first one.
You don't want to do the dangerous, dirty jobs.
I know.
So could that possibly be why so many women earn less money than men?
Yep.
So is that based on discrimination or based on choice?
And choices.
And to you feminist, do you know what that high-profile job with no pay is? It's called being a staying-at-home mom. See, the biggest difference is that men, our fellow brothers, we don't bitch and complain about unfairness. We adapt, we survive, and we overcome it because society does not give a two rat's ass fucking in a ranch Dorito bag about men. And little did you ladies know, feminism is giving you ladies the short end of the stick.
I think feminism is the worst thing that ever happened to women. Our job used to be no job. We had it so good.
And then all these women had to show off and be like, we could do it. We could do anything. Bitch, shut up. Don't tell them the secrets.
I don't equate for, I don't think men or women are equal until we do the
right.
equal work. So no, listen. Go apply to be on the oil rigs. Go be a plumber, go be an electrician, go be on the front lines of the military, and then we should have equal rights. But until feminists are willing to do that, I don't believe we should have the freedom without the responsibility.
Okay, well, I don't think that I'm physically built for that. You might be, but I'm absolutely
that's
not.
A
you,
bit,
no, but you, wow. you said you were
wow,
a volleyball.
Wow.
You said you were a volleyball player, and so you've got more strength than I do. I don't think
but
that I
can have more
do
strength,
those jobs.
I don't have more strength than
but
the average man.
I'm not going to take
man.
Your right away to
I don't
do
have,
it.
I don't have more strength than the average man, but my, again, it goes back to go be a plumber. You want to be equal, go be
that's
equal.
Cool.
Remember, ladies, if you want equality, just know that your feminist logic is going to get you into some serious trouble one day.
My God.
Captain, the lifeboats are ready to go. Should we load the women and children first?
No, men and children first.
Excuse me, sir.
It's 2022, Private. A woman can handle a sinking ship just as well as a man can. And if you don't think so, you're a misogynistic asshole stuck in 2008.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, for the time being, I am requiring men and children only.
Are you kidding me?
It's 2022. This is what you wanted. You wanted to be treated equal to men? Well, this is how men are treated.
No, we don't. We just say that half the time. We don't actually believe in it.
Yeah, we do. Come on. We're just as capable as men are.
Shut up!
I identify as a man.
Hey, 2022.
Jack, do you think I could come up on the door?
It's 2022, Rose. I wouldn't want to imply that you can't handle the ice-cold water the same way a man could.
I think I'm dying.
Well done, boys. Top G would be proud.
Betray you. I mean, my dreams are just to report on the
truth. You also, but you don't want, you want divorce to be made illegal.
Yes.
Why?
Yes, because I don't think what we have today is really marriage. What is marriage? It's for better or for worse, for richer or for poor, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. That's what marriage is supposed to be. But feminists have ruined marriage for the people that actually believe in marriage.
How?
When there is a 50% divorce rate, and the average marriage
is 8 years.
Why is
that all down to the women, though?
I didn't say that it was all down to the women.
So why feminists?
You asked why I want divorce to be banned.
Yeah.
Can I finish
yeah.
that first? So I'm saying, You know, the people that believe in divorce, go be in long-term relationships. Leave marriage for the people that actually believe in, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part.
But doesn't the sanctity of marriage also rely on the woman being a virgin? So you wouldn't be able to get married.
What do you mean?
Well, you've spoken quite openly about how you're not a virgin. And so if you want to preserve that sanctity of marriage,
I just think that
you're upholding standards that you don't actually live by.
That's a fair complaint. I wish I was. But, you know, we can't go back. I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah, but I just don't think it's fair that you get to be here and you get to be paid for your views. And you're telling other women that they shouldn't be allowed to.
When the debate is lost, slander becomes the tool of a loser. That's why you see this hoochie with the personal attacks against Pearl.
And that's the thing, like, women are so willing to leave marriages because they're not happy. This is not about happiness. The most important thing is the children. And the problem is we have a modern society where it's me, 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 my feelings, leave when I feel like it, instead of doing what's best for the kids.
Ava, I gotta say, it's a little bit listening to Andrew Tate where some of it I really don't agree with. I don't agree with the vote stuff. When I hear things like that, I think there'll be a lot of people, especially older generation women perhaps, who think, you know what, she's got a point.
So you're right to say it. What I don't understand is when it kind of seeps into this sort of, you call women fat, you say that they shouldn't have abortions.
Are they fat?
You say that they have STDs. You know,
the question is, are they fat, yes or no? The average American woman is 170 pounds. That's pounds. That's objectively overweight.
I mean, let's be honest. We now celebrate morbid obesity as some kind of body positive thing. And it is complete nonsense. So actually on that point again, there's a bit of truth in
that. And this is the problem. This is the problem.
How have we come to celebrate morbid obesity as body positive?
Well,
it's nonsense.
We're not talking about morbid obesity. I was actually watching your podcast earlier, and you spoke to someone who was, I would say, probably a size 12, and you called her fat, obese, and a divorcee.
She was fat, obese, and a divorcee.
She wasn't.
I mean, like, I don't know what to say. This is the thing, women, we don't want to live in reality.
You know you seriously fucked up and lost the debate when, out of all people, Piers Morgan is the voice for reason.
Ava, I gotta say, it's a little bit listening to Andrew Tate where some of it I really don't agree with. I don't agree with the vote stuff. When I hear things like that, I think there'll be a lot of people, especially older generation women perhaps, who think, you know what, she's got a point.
Perfect.
Modern feminism is ruining women. They don't want families. They don't want...
Listen to me. I will never be able to afford a house. I will never be able to afford a house. I am about to lose my health insurance because I make too much money now. The 40-hour work week was structured around the assumption that you would have somebody at home doing your domesticated labor for free. Cooking, cleaning, childcare. Even despite currently living in an economy that requires a two-income household just to be comfortable. The upper class all organize to prevent affordable housing from being built in the first place. The only war that there is a class war. You are not frustrated with feminism or women. You are frustrated with late-stage capitalism.
My dick loves being a feminist because the way it sticks up for women. And gentlemen, that's it for today's video. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe.
That does it. Woman, go and penetrate yourself because no man has time for your bullshit. You fucking ungrateful bitch.